This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired CBS News, speaks to the detail about what comes after the leak, the series of leaks, the unknowable and uncertain leaks, pointing to Ukraine and the rest of the world that have revealed themselves these last days over many, many months, we're told. However, we don't know if it's finished. So we're looking far ahead. Jeff's looking far ahead. What does this information mean to our allies, our adversaries, to everyone who gathers intelligence and passes it along carefully? Here's Jeff to talk about the long-term, and I mean long-term, damage of the leak.
The saliency of us being able to penetrate Russian security and intelligence services is pretty startling. And we know full well the Russians are probably trying to plug those holes to make sure that that does not continue. And this may compromise our ability to do that in future, could compromise agents. Furthermore, it makes it difficult for countries that share intelligence with the United States to consider continuing to do that if they think, in fact, the United States can no longer credibly safeguard such classified information.
I'm John Batchelor.